Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Do you have a desire to make a greater difference in the world?
Do you need to retreat to hear yourself think?
Why not get away to the Paradise Isle of St. Martin with amazing beaches, crystal clear water, and breathtaking views?
Retreat to soar with six of the world's best transformational experts, Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, Lanre Olusola, and yours truly, Dr. Ername Francis Cotton, in a therapeutic, healing, and transformational environment.
Transform your life while networking with conscious, heart-centered, and like-minded people wanting to make a greater difference in the world.
Register now at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com for the early bird special, while space lasts. That's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Welcome to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. Love and Inspiration can be heard every Sunday live on PJD2 103.7 FM from 3 to 5 p.m. Also, rebroadcasts of Love and Inspiration can be heard on Sunday nights on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you do want to listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration, you can download the Bashani Radio app and you can listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration every Monday on the Bashani Radio app, going up to over 2 million listeners worldwide each month. If you want to learn more about and connect with me, you can go onto Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or join the Facebook group Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. I'm so super excited to share with you that if you are celebrating your birthday, or you know of someone who is, or are you looking for a nice restaurant with super delicious food, the right ambience that will create a lasting, beautiful birthday memory of yours, or for those that you really love, then you need to be at Sweet Coconut Restaurant in Simpson Bay on beautiful St. Martin. There you'll be able to enjoy a delicious three-course meal at only $45. I'm telling you, this is where you need to be for your birthday celebration at Sweet Coconut Restaurant in Simpson Bay on St. Martin. For reservations, call 1-721-545-0200 or visit Sweet Coconut on Facebook to celebrate your next birthday. Well, with me on the show today, I have two wonderful guests who are no strangers to Love and Inspiration. They've been on the show before. Whenever they're on the show, they impart amazing knowledge to you, the listeners. And I'm talking about two wonderful ladies who's doing a really great job when it comes to transforming the lives of many out there. I'm talking about Mrs. Minerva. Minerva was born on the island of St. Martin. This is who I know definitely you want to hear. Mrs. Minerva P. Warner Hughes lived here practically all her life, apart for 4 years when she followed her studies in culinary arts in Aruba, when she obtained a bachelor's degree in her field. She works in tourism and hotel industry over the past 20 years. You're going to hear more from her in just a little while as she introduces herself. And she's also joined by Prophetess Rosanna Simone Ajide, and she's an anointed woman of God who's passionate about her relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. She's known as being compassionate, optimistic, jovial, and resilient. And she is a survivor and overcomer and a victor of multiple childhood abuse. She was born in South America. That is in a beautiful country of Guyana. And you're going to hear more from her as we go into this powerful interview today that is focusing on a very powerful webinar that is going to be coming up very soon. So let's just talk a little bit to the ladies here on the show today. Welcome to Love and Inspiration, Rosanna and Minerva. How are you doing, Rosanna?
Good afternoon, Mr. Cotton. I'm doing well. Good afternoon, radio listeners. It's a pleasure to be here today. Just sending out some love and goodwill to all of you guys. God bless you.
Pleasure to have you on the show as always. And Minerva, welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you?
Good afternoon, everyone. I am doing super great. Excited about the webinar and all that is transpiring. So good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Love to all.
Fantastic. Good to have you both on the show once again. And Rosanna, if I may just start with you, just tell us a little bit more about who you are. I know I just gave a little bit of an introduction of who you are, Rosanna, but just give us a little more because you are a very interesting lady that has so much to share with the world.
I am Rosanna Ajide, was born in the beautiful country of Guyana, the land of many waters. Migrated to St. Martin about 22 years ago with a wonderful husband and one child. Practically, I love the Lord. That's my life. The Lord Jesus Christ is my life. And because of him, I am able to do what I do. That is transforming one life at a time, building the kingdom of God.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Rosanna. I appreciate that. And Minerva, let's hear a little bit more about you.
As you said, my name is Minerva P. Wanna Hughes, born on the lovely island of St. Martin. I am sister, a wife, wear many caps, but the cap I love the most is the love of the Lord and of his people, and believes in people and believe in people empowerment and healing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Minerva. I appreciate that. So let's talk a little bit about why you are on the show today, because there's something amazing that is coming up on the 31st of May. But before we get into that, I understood that both of you are students of the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin's campus counseling degree program. Can you tell me how far along are you as a student at the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin's campus, Rosanna?
This is my third year pursuing my master's degree in counseling.
Wonderful. Congratulations to you. I'm pretty sure it comes with its challenges, but you've reached thus far, so I'm sure you're hanging in. You're doing a great job. Is that correct?
Correct. Too far to turn back.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. And yourself, Minerva, how far are you now in this amazing counseling degree program?
Well, actually, I'm a newbie, but this is my second semester and also pursuing a counseling degree at the Grace Hill Bible University.
Fantastic. So I'm pretty sure you're inspired by Rosanna since she's there much longer, I believe.
Yes, I would say so. She is one to be admired and recognized.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Rosanna, as you hear enough from Minerva, how does that make you feel?
Wonderful. Actually, Minerva is my St. Martin sister. So we are close and we are fellow ministers and also prophets working together in the kingdom of God, healing and loving people.
Oh, wonderful. This is amazing. I love this. So it was really nice having both of you here from the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin's campus counseling degree program. Now, I just want to ask you, what has it been, if you can just share with us, because like I always said, I can imagine sometimes it's been challenging, but you have stuck it out thus far. What has been the experience like thus far for you, Rosanna, doing this course?
Indeed, I do have my challenges. Sometimes I feel tired. Sometimes it's hard because I'm a grown woman, you know, a woman of middle age, a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, a healer, a professor, you know, doing everything possible to help others. And sometimes I'm in the middle of an assignment and I have a phone call. I have to stop to counsel someone. But overall, I would say that this course is fantastically awesome.
Wow.
The challenges are good because then it helps me to look deeper into myself and to heal the areas that weren't healed.
And that's so very important. I appreciate you sharing that with us, because as I'm listening to you, Rosanna, that shows how important it is to be honest with yourself during this journey over the years that you have been on this program. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the beginning, of course, of healing and making progress to reach your goal. I appreciate that so much. And what about you, Minerva? What has been the experience like this far for you, especially since you said you're a newbie?
Well, it's very edifying and very empowering. One of the things that I noticed over the course of my life is that people would naturally turn to me for counseling. And sometimes I felt like I was giving them of an empty place, because I thought, you know, that there wasn't much that I could do. But I want you to know that if you're available, the Lord will use you. And then I started recognizing that perhaps He have directed them to me. And I wanted to be more equipped. You know, a lot of us have titles, are in places, but we're not fully equipped. So I said to myself, no, I would go back and get fully equipped to do the work to which I'm called.
So that's a conscious decision you've made. And actually, while you're doing this course, it seems to me that that is what keeps you going every time that you attend classes. Is that correct to say?
Yes, that is correct to say. And you know what? You never know what will transpire in class, because sometimes you go in class and everybody's like, oh boy, I'm so tired today. And it's on those days that when we think we're at our lowest, that we get to be more transparent and more authentic. And the class becomes good. I mean, so good, so great, because we share of ourselves and our experiences, and it makes the class more enlightening.
Wow, that sounds powerful. As I listen to you, Minerva, it makes me think about just ending this interview right now and actually starting the course right at this very moment. I appreciate that you have sold the course. Do you feel you have sold the course well?
I certainly hope that I have, because it is something that we should all get into. You know what? Because we're in life and things happen in life. And as long as things are happening in life, we need to be equipped to handle situations that would come up. So I hope I did it just.
I believe you did, actually, as I'm sure as many listeners are tuned in right now, they're thinking already, well, you know what? I should enroll in this degree program, because what Minerva shared just now really touched my heart. And I'm sure that your professor, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, is going to be very pleased when she listens to this interview, or maybe she's already tuned in to hear that. What about you, Rosanna? As you hear Minerva speak, is that about the same for you, where she said sometimes you would come in and you're tired, but then you still say, well, let's do this? What can you say, Rosanna, before we go on to the next question?
That is exactly true. Most of the time we're tired. Most of the time we feel as if, you know, if it was a physical classroom, we would have called in sick. But since it's a virtual classroom, we cannot call in sick. We might as well just show up. And, you know, when we reach there, we the atmosphere change. And whatever was wrong usually becomes right. And whatever was in the dark will come to light. So it's an exciting place to be. As my colleague mentioned earlier, when I was ordained a prophet, I said to myself, what good would it be for me to be in an office and having to minister to people? And if I don't know how to do it correctly, I will mess their life up. And then when I did the ministerial course with Grace Hill Bible University, of course, I said, I need to go farther, because if persons are consulting you, then you yourself need to have the tools to do the work. You cannot be a carpenter and you don't have the tools, you know. So if you're going to be a prophet and if you're going to be a minister, then you have to be equipped in order to be able to do the work effectively. And as I would always say, and one of my colleagues did mention it, her name is Agnes. She's not on the program today. She believed that all church leaders are supposed to be doing this course. And if you can remember in one of our earlier interview, we did said that pastors and leaders and so forth, they need to do these courses because people are hurting and the church need counselors.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. And I can actually hear from what you shared the reason why you continue to do what you do, even though it sometimes can be challenging. Because you said something very key, Rosanna. You said that when you show up and you're there, you know, a lot comes to light. And, you know, it rhymed actually when you said that, you know, you show up and everything becomes right and everything comes to light. And that's so very important right now, in the time that we're living in, that you're supposed to be able to show up at the right time to be able to shine your light in situations that has been dark. And I'm pretty sure that both of you can concur with that for the type of work that, you know, you're in, and especially for what this webinar is going to be all about. And I just want to let listeners know who are tuned in right now. I'm speaking to both two students at the Grace Hill Bible University, St. Martin's Campus Counseling Degree Program. I'm speaking with Mrs. Minerva P. Juana Hughes and also Rosanna, and both of them are actually students at the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin's Campus Counseling Degree Program. Now, let me just ask you this. I understand that this semester, your focus has been on effective counseling techniques with children. Why is this an important subject? I just would like to hear from you, Rosanna, and then Minerva, you can just build on that, what you believe is important to add. Why is it so important this semester that you focus has been on effective counseling techniques with children?
I would give you a little nugget on this. Most of the time you hear, we will say, oh, we need to heal the world, you know. But in order to heal the world, we must first heal the child, who is our precious resource. And as we heal the child will grow up being a whole person, full and self-centered, and continue that with others. But if the child grew up and continue to be broken, then that child will make children, and those children will continue to grow, and they will be broken, and they continue, and the cycle continues. So that is very important for me in doing this course. I understand a lot of why my parents behave the way they behaved, why I was abused the way I was abused. It was because their parents did it to them, so they continue that cycle. But as I grew up recognizing that that was something wrong, I broke that cycle. So I believe this semester has empowered me to continue doing what I thought always to be right and correct.
I see. That's very interesting, actually, Rosanna. You said some very key points there. Minerva, can you just share with us why is it so important that you are doing this specific area of studies for the semester?
Indeed. Healthy and happy children produces healthy and happy adults, which means that the society, and if we look at the world today, there's so much pressures that is breaking us as adult zone. Imagine the children. Let's even look at this pandemic. The pandemic has caused so much stress and trauma to adults, but even the children, because your freedom was taken away. You were limited in your actions, and these things all play a role, and they affect the person on the whole. So I would say that indeed this is critical at this time, and I'm so happy and proud to be part of it.
So critical at this time, and I hear that you are definitely proud and happy to be part of it. And I could only imagine why you would say that, because there is so much that is happening in our families, and especially nowadays, 21st century, 2021, with so much that is happening in the society, families that are under so many challenges, plus there's COVID-19 and many more things. Can you share with us, what have you actually learned during this semester, especially for when it comes to counseling effectively, you know, children? What have you learned that has opened your eyes to what maybe parents are not aware of, or what the society is not aware of, that is happening to our children? Rosanna, can you share with us?
Our children are frustrated. They are broken. They are confused. Many of them don't know who to trust and how to express themselves. I had one speaking to me last week, and she said, I don't know who to trust. And the other one said to her, oh, you can speak to her, because when I was in a bad place, she helped me. And this child, she's just 16, and she opened up and she started sharing all her pain, all her hurts. Even in the lockdown, the abuse in the home that nobody talks about, you know, the how the mother behave, how the father behave, and there is nowhere to turn, there's nowhere to, you know, nobody to talk with. And what children are looking for at this time is persons they can trust to help them to be themselves, help them to become centered, help them to be able, you know, to take care of themselves, to know what is right and what is wrong, what is acceptable and what is unacceptable, and how to cope with this pandemic, how to even go back and, you know, and read a book instead of being on a gadget and, you know, you always on the phone or a tablet, but how to go back and form a community within your own family.
Rosanna, I'm following you very carefully, and I'm pretty sure those who are tuned in right now around the world. And you said some things very importantly there that I think sometimes we don't stand still by that, because we think, a child, why would a child be stressed? What worries would a child have today? You're a child. Children should be focusing on being children. What do they have to worry about? Anything? Do you think that we are somewhat still taking that as the norm, that children should not be under stress, or children are not looking at specific things and just thinking about that maybe they're the fault because of mom and dad's divorce or whatever the case may be? What can you say about that, Rosanna? And then I'll hear from Minerva.
I don't think that it should remain as the norm, because I never see it as the norm. Children are little people with feelings, you know, and emotions. They have all their senses, and they know when things are right in the family and when things are not right in the family. I grew up in an era where we could not have expressed ourselves. You know, if somebody said something nasty to you, an adult, you couldn't go and tell your parents, because the first thing they would say is that you're lying on the adult, when it was the other way around. The adult was lying on the child. So I believe that this webinar will help adults and children and social workers and care workers to understand that we need to move away from the old norm and embrace the new norm, that the child who is born with all the potential to be themselves, to be able to cultivate and be that in our society, so that our society can be healed.
That is powerful. Definitely, that's powerful. Our society needs a lot of healing. And it all starts, if I'm not mistaken, from the foundation, which is the family circle, the nucleus of the society. I appreciate that, Rosanna, for you sharing that with us. Minerva, what are your thoughts? Why would you say that it's been so important to do this right now, effective counseling for children? And as I mentioned to Rosanna, I mean, why are we talking about children are stressed or children are having such problems? They should be just happy. What can you share, Minerva?
Well, as Rosanna aptly said, once we recognize that children are little people, then we would see them in different light. And one of the things which should come to understand is that even for children, trauma, they can be traumatized before, during, and even after conception. So they face their own set of challenges, and it's not to be downplayed or overlooked. And we're supposed to aid them so that they can grow, not only grow, but grow happy and grow content and confident in themselves.
Very important points, Minerva. Definitely. You know, as I listen to both yourself and Rosanna speak, I'm asking myself, are you both students of this counseling degree program, or are you already professors? Because you speak so profound. You sure you're not professors already, Rosanna?
Almost there.
You're almost there. And what about you, Minerva? I know you said you're a newbie, or have you just fast-tracked?
I guess I fast-track. I had to keep pace with Rosanna and the others. Not only Rosanna, we want to acknowledge Toya as well, who's also in the group, and then Kelly and stuff. So I just had to keep pace.
I see. Wow. So, well, you're doing a great job, because I am definitely taking a lot on what you're sharing. And I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening right now did not want to move from their radio or their device as they're listening to you speak to both of us. And I'm so super excited to hear more because I want to like to know, as I have this question for both of you, can you just share with us some of the golden nuggets that you have learned thus far in the course? Because this sounds super exciting and very important on effective counseling techniques with children. And you shared a while ago why it's so important, but can you share with us some golden nuggets that you have learned, Rosanna? And let's hear what you've learned, Minerva.
I'm going to speak on one. Self, we were all born with our essence present from birth. It is who we are, and the separate roles that we play and how we behave. Our true self is very powerful. We have qualities such as calmness, curiosity, clarity, compassion. We are confident people. We are creative people. We are courageous people. We are the people that has ability to work and to connect with others. We have, you know, a balance in life, but when we are abused from birth, if, as my colleague mentioned before, that children go through traumas even at conception, and she will continue with that. I won't touch that part of her piece. The child move away from self. Child lost confidence. You know, the child is no more able to be exactly who they are. And that helped me to understand why I was the way I was as a child growing up, why I went into exile. And some people want to know, what's exile? Did they abandon you and send you into, you know, a school by yourself? You went to an, you know, somewhere far. They send you off island. What happened? How were you exiled? Exile caused by trauma caused you to pull within yourself, and you're not able to share with anyone. You just become like, you know, mute. You lost confidence. You lost your creativity, power to take control of self. Anybody could do you anything. Anybody could say anything to you. And these parts do come up as protective parts, but while they're coming up there to protect you, they're not always correct. They're not always right, because they can cause you harm. You know, you could stuck in the place of exile, and if you never see a counselor, if you never talk to someone who can help you, you grow up and you just be there in your own world, and you never become yourself, your creative self. Maybe you were born to be a doctor, but because you were traumatized at a young age, you never reach your full potential.
Wow.
But that's just a nugget.
Wow, that is a powerful nugget. I mean, I'm just speechless. As I listened to you and what you shared a while ago, you said something so amazingly powerful, and that is exile. And I'm just thinking about how often people around us today in adulthood are walking around in exile, meaning that they are present in society, but still they're absent because they are captive to themselves because of what trauma they've experienced during their younger years. And the parts of them are the ones that are taking control, then rather their genuine, authentic self being able to experience today's living. Is that right?
Correct.
That's powerful. I really want to do this course. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear absolutely, I believe, at the end on how you can enroll onto such a course, a degree program at the St. Martin campus of Graceville Bible University. Minerva, can you share with us what nuggets you may have been able to take away from this course, especially right now as we're talking about effective counseling for children?
A lot of times, especially here in the Caribbean, we would say a part of me told, we didn't say part, we say a mind told me to do this and a mind told me to do that. Well, I've learned that the mind is actually parts, the different parts, and the different parts of in their functioning in their roles. Their roles could be similar as well as their roles could be opposing. That now is troublesome, because now you're what you call indecisive. You need to be made whole though, but you don't know how. And I learned that only when you're your true, authentic self that you could really be present and enjoy life for what it was intended to be. So, and one of the other things that I've really learned and I enjoy is compassion. Compassion, which is love, is what heals and brings you back to your authentic self.
Wow. This is amazing. I'm definitely looking forward to the webinar on May 31st. And, you know, as I listen to you, I won't say Minerva, but I will just go back to Rosanna. Rosanna, you said earlier, protecting our precious ones or resources, and you talked about exiles. Now, I came to understand that the webinar is all about that. And that's what I would like you to just share with us right now, because as I understood, and I said it before, on May 31st, you all as students at the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin Campus Counseling Degree Program will be hosting a webinar as your final grade for the course. So what can persons who are listening to the show right now expect from that webinar? And maybe you can mention the name of the webinar, because it sounds so powerful thus far, what you shared with us. Rosanna?
Okay. It's protecting our precious resources and restoring the exile. Meaning, as we need to protect our children by restoring those that are in exile. As you mentioned earlier, they're present physically, but mentally, they're absent. They're not here. And what can be expected in that webinar is how to correct the wrong by taking responsibility for ourselves and the precious little ones that we have. Now, adults will also be able to receive healing because they too have received trauma when they were children. And that is what they are giving to their children now for those who, you know, did not get to learn differently. So they will be able to correct the wrong by taking responsibility. That's the first step. We must take responsibility of whatever was wrong so we can change. And when we do that, we will be able to protect our little ones. And to register, I don't know if you're ready for that as yet.
Oh, definitely. We'll connect on that shortly, but I'm super excited since what you shared, Rosanna, just to hear if Minerva has anything to add onto that for your webinar coming up on May 31st. And then we can definitely hear from you, Rosanna, how persons could register, if there's a link, etc. Because I'm super excited because I want to hear more about this on that webinar. Minerva, anything you want to add before Rosanna shares how persons could register for this webinar on May 31st?
I believe in all of us, there's that inner child that had that experience that took them off their trajectory. And so even for the adults as well as the children, we hope that you would be listening in on the 31st of May 2021 and just follow through with this this webinar. It's going to be powerful as each one of the students present what we have learned to you.
Wonderful. I appreciate that, Minerva. Rosanna, please share with us, where can persons register? As we heard from Minerva just now, that both adults and younger persons are welcome to be on that webinar on May 31st. Can you please share with us where one can register? Thank you.
They could go to hip.ly/protectingourpreciousresources. That's a Zoom link.
Can you repeat that for us once again, Rosanna? Thank you.
hip.ly/protectingourpreciousresources. It's a Zoom link. We will share the Zoom link on Facebook via Love and Inspiration so they can register. And after they register, they will receive their confirmation information. Okay. This webinar is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. All you have to do is to register, share it with your friends, your neighbors, your uncles, your aunties, your brothers, your sisters, everybody. Just pass it around. Nobody should be missed out of this. Okay?
Sounds wonderful and fantastic. That's going to be on May 31st. What time is that going to be, Rosanna? What time is that?
It will be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Puerto Rico time.
Okay, so that's Eastern Standard or Atlantic Standard Time. Okay, so 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on May 31st. That's a Monday, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and let me just see, because I mentioned, you mentioned earlier the website, so I'm just going to mention that that's bit.ly/protectingourpreciousresources. So that's bit.ly/protectingourpreciousresources. And that's May 31st, you said, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time.
Correct. And for phone number, they could call 1-724-524-8731. Anyone need to register for the courses that we're doing, we're currently doing, they can call this number again, 1-724-524-8731. And the email is successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Again, the email successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Okay. And the professor is Dr. N. Ernemy Francis Cotton.
Fantastic. I appreciate that very much. So ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it there from Rosanna, how you can register if you're interested in following the degree program course in counseling at the Grace Bible University St. Martin's campus. And Rosanna, do you have a website for persons who may want to check out what Grace Hill Bible University is all about? Is there a website that they can visit?
Sure. HTTPS, and you know the two slash, ghbu.org. That's Grace Hill Bible University. And I must let the public know that Grace Hill Bible University is an accredited university. Okay. It's not something that it's undercover. It's accreditation. We have accreditation. Okay. So you could go and they could check it out. We offer degree programs, certificate programs, licensing programs, and correspondence programs.
That sounds great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it from Rosanna. So if you're interested, as you heard, to register for one of the amazing courses at the Grace Hill Bible University, you can go on to the following website. That's https://ghbu.org. And the telephone number that she gave earlier for registering for wanting actually information to register for the degree program in counseling, that is 1-724-8731. That's 1-724-8731. And it's also a WhatsApp number, so you can feel free to send through that WhatsApp number. And can you give the email address, please, once again from Victorious Living, Rosanna?
Success Coach. One word, at Victorious Living Foundation, one word, .com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited to have had Mrs. Minerva P. Warner Hughes on the show and Rosanna Simon Ajide. And they're both students at the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin's Campus Counseling Degree Program. As you heard it, it's an amazing program, and you have the opportunity, of course, if you're following that counseling degree, to obtain your master's degree. So it's just something to think about. You heard all about the upcoming webinar, Protecting Our Precious Resources, Restoring the Exiles, very powerful, May 31st. And that's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And the website to register for this powerful webinar, which is free for all, that's bit.ly/protectingourpreciousresources. As we close off this amazing interview with both yourself, Rosanna, and Minerva, one short, powerful final word that you would like to share, Rosanna, with the listeners around the world and on beautiful St. Martin, and Minerva, as we close off this amazing interview. Your final words, Rosanna.
I will encourage all our listeners to tune into our webinar. It will be fruitful and edifying. It will be a tool that you can use for yourself and, who knows, maybe help a child in the neighborhood. One help one and the other one help another one to bring healing in our community. Love you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Rosanna and Minerva.
Let's heal the children within. Let's heal the children without. Each one, reach one. I welcome everyone to this webinar. It is needful at this time. God bless.
Thank you so much, Minelva. Ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it here on Love and Inspiration. Powerful interview with two amazing ladies. They are both students at the Graceville Bible University, St. Martin's Campus Counseling Degree Program. They shared with you all about the upcoming webinar, which is free for everyone on May 31st. And that's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. You can register for this webinar, which is entitled Protecting Our Precious Resources, Restoring the Exiles, on the following website, which is our registration link, which is bit.ly/ protecting our precious resources. If you're interested in learning more about Graceville Bible University counseling degree program, you can send a message or call to the WhatsApp number 1-721-524-8731. That is for Professor Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. And I would like to thank you once again for listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. If you do want to learn more about and connect with me, go on to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or join the Facebook group Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. You can also send me an email on the following email address, rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. And reminding you, if you are celebrating your birthday or know of someone who is, or are you looking for a nice restaurant with super delicious food, the right ambience that will create a lasting, beautiful birthday memory of yours or for a family member, then you need to be at the Sweet Coconut Restaurant in Simpson Bay on St. Martin and enjoy a delicious three-course meal at only $45. For reservations, call 1-721-545-0200 or visit Sweet Coconut on Facebook. And of course, when you go there, mention that you heard this on Love and Inspiration, and definitely they're going to take care of you as you state that you heard all about this amazing birthday celebration place as a restaurant on Love and Inspiration to celebrate your birthday coming up or from a loved one. Thank you for listening to Love and Inspiration. Until next time, here on your favorite radio station. Do you have a desire to make a greater difference in the world?
Do you need to retreat to hear yourself think?
Why not get away to the Paradise Isle of St. Martin with amazing beaches, crystal clear water, and breathtaking views?
Retreat to soar with six of the world's best transformational experts, Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, Lanre Olusola, and yours truly, Dr. Ernemay Francis Cotton, in a therapeutic, healing, and transformational environment.
Transform your life while networking with conscious, heart-centered, and like-minded people wanting to make a greater difference in the world.
Register now at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com for the early bird special, while space lasts. That's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.